Welcome to the home run. You must be pretty stoked with yourself.
Yeah, no, it's been the Bluffs was a fairy tale, to be honest. And the fact that the Deep seems to be doing even better, it's just, it's pretty unbelievable, really.
Can we go, I've spoken to you before at another radio station. Can we go back to the very start? How did this all come about?
Oh, mate. I mean, as you know, it's a long story, but I've always wanted to be a writer. I grew up here on the northwest coast from Ridgely, and ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a writer. Went hard after it for a lot of years. I wrote 10 novel-length manuscripts before I ever landed a deal with the Bluffs.
But you did this in secret, didn't you, though?
Yeah, no, I didn't tell anyone. Only my closest friends and family knew, because I kept my cards pretty close to my chest, especially because I wanted to do it since I was a little kid. I guess I recognized that there was definitely a childish aspect to it, you know, like being a little kid wanting to be a writer. But I just grew up into an adult who still wanted to be a writer, so I kept after it until I got to where I am.
And I guess when it is a childhood dream, there's a lot to lose if you don't succeed.
Yeah, I gave up a lot along the way, Lee. So, like, one of the things I had in place was I never had a full-time job. I always had at least one day off during the work week to dedicate to my writing. So I've given up a lot of things along the way. I've, you know, chased different, I guess, financial dreams, different education dreams, pursuing this. And, yeah, I'm just really, really happy it's paid off.
Do you find that you had quite a balance between your work life and passion, or was it really quite difficult there for a while to blend all of those together?
I mean, it went in different seasons. So at the start, I went pretty hard after this. Then when I recognised after about the third year that this wasn't going to happen overnight like I thought, I became a bit more sustainable, a bit more measured. And I guess I'm lucky that I've always had a lot of good options to pursue in life, and I've always been really well supported by my family. But there was stuff that I had to, some big decisions I had to make. And now that I'm actually living the dream, now that I am getting paid to write books, there's still other challenges that come with that success. So it's been an awesome journey. It's been an awesome time just to realize that, you know, when your dreams come true, there's other things to take into account as well.
Absolutely. Right, let's talk about The Deep. Quite Tasmanian. It's got a big Tasmanian flavour. Let's talk about the setting, the Tasman Peninsula. Why there?
So originally I set this book in St. Helens, which was where I go camping there with friends every Australia Day. And so I had this great idea for this St. Helens book. And then when I moved to Hobart a few years ago, I was going for a drive up to Eagle Hawk Neck, going to check out the area. And there's this moment where you come over the hill down into Eagle Hawk Neck. You veer off to the left into the lookout, into the coffee van there. And when you see that view, it's absolutely breathtaking. There's something about it that just smacks you over the head. And the moment I saw it, I thought, this is where this book needs to be.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. There's something about it. The Tasman Peninsula, there's a feel, and I don't know if you can quite describe it, but there's something going on there, right?
Yeah, there's definitely something going on. And then when I went down to the tessellated pavement, I noticed just the way the wind blew. It just seemed to drone. There was this droning sound to the wind that I don't think I'd ever heard before. So that made its way into the book, and the sea cliffs, the sea caves, Devil's Kitchen, the blowhole, like all of it played a part, especially because of the underwater scenes, the diving that can happen there. It was just perfect. I'm so happy that location found me, because it definitely found like it found me.
Where did your love of the ocean come from?
So growing up on the northwest coast, even though I'm from Ridgely, you see the ocean every day.
Yeah.
And being Tasmanian, the ocean's in our blood, and I don't know, for me there's just something about it. I'm always happiest when I'm somewhere I can see the ocean. However, growing up by the ocean, I've got a very healthy respect for what the ocean can do, and I'm not that, I used to spend a lot of time in the ocean, I've had a few close calls, now I sometimes prefer just to admire it from a distance, to be honest.
And a quick synopsis of the story.
So, it's based around the story of a drug dynasty or a drug family that are based in a fictional town called Shacktown, based on Eagle Hawk Neck. This family called the Dempseys, they run a drug dynasty under the guise of an abalone business. The story is mainly about the youngest son of that family. His name's Mac. He's trying to come out of... He's trying to rehabilitate. He's just did a stint of prison. He's had it pretty rough. He's now on strict bail conditions, curfew, sign-in. He's a bit of an outcast. No one's got much time for him. And then where the story begins is his nephew, 13-year-old Forrest, washes up on the beach after being missing for 7 years. So then it spurs off the story about where has this boy been for the last 7 years? What does this mean for the business? What does this mean for the criminal activity? And then people start dying, things start happening, and it twists and turns right to the end.
Righto. So my next question was going to be... convinced me to pick up a copy of the book. I'm going to be really embarrassed myself here, Kyle. I am not a reader, and I really wish I was. So my next question was going to be, how are you going to convince somebody to pick up a copy of The Deep and give it a flick through? And I think you've just sold it, really.
Well, I mean, something else I can say is I've had at least, I reckon, 5 or 6 people tell me that reading my books has got them back into reading again. So what I've set out to do is to write a book that's really accessible for my friends. My friends don't read. So if you're not someone who reads, I definitely recommend picking it up to have a go. Because, I've had heaps of people tell me that they can't put it down. And even though they're not readers, they've absolutely ripped through it.
I feel like there's a weird scenario playing out here, because when people find out that, you know, I work at the radio station, it's kind of like people that say, oh, I don't listen to the radio. I feel like I've just done that to you. So apologies. But I do have a copy in my hand right now, and it is my goal for 2021 to read it cover to cover. So I'm glad I've spoken to the author. I'm really looking forward to give it a go. Will any Tasmanian that picks up a copy of The Deep feel at home?
Yeah, absolutely. It's extremely Tasmanian, and I've had that feedback time and time again.
I love the real personal thank yous that you've put. I love how personal and how local it really is. You've used a bit of lingo in there. You've thanked your local hairdresser.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, there's a lot that goes into writing a book, and there's a real community aspect to it, I've found. And just I thanked my hairdresser because they put the book up on their shelf, all year. And I reckon 100 people would have bought that book because of seeing it on their shelf, not even exaggerating. So it's incredible to see how much the Tassie community have really got behind me, which is awesome because, I'm descended from the convicts. I'm as Tasmanian as you get. Yeah. And I try to ensure that comes across, because growing up, I never read Tassie books. There weren't any around. So I'm glad I get to participate in that space.
And books are so accessible these days. It's been translated into several different languages, which must be so humbling.
That is weird. I get tagged in reviews online and I can't read them, but it's just like, man, this is, who would have thought, eh?
You've got 2 major releases so far. How many books do you reckon you could write in a lifetime? How many ideas or storylines have you got, you know, festering away up there?
Oh, Lee, I've got so many ideas. Coming up with ideas is not an issue for me. It's more... now I've got the right team behind me. It's about making the story good. And at the moment, it's just finding the time, because I'm still got my part-time day job. But in terms of ideas, they want me to write a book a year. The publishers asked me to write a book a year, and I've set myself that goal as much as possible. Yeah, that's in the crime genre, but I've got other ideas. I've got kids' books. I've got non-fiction books, historical fiction, sci-fi. I've got all these other ideas. So I'm so lucky that I've finally arrived at this goal, because now I get to do this for the rest of my life.
And when you got that call from Penguin, I mean, how did you react? What was going through your mind?
How I describe it is the feeling that went through me is like when you see those medieval movies and you got the castle and the drawbridge, I know, like the gate slams down. And I had that feeling go through me, like this gate slamming down through me. And it was almost like, you know, my old life had finished. This new life had begun. Everything I'd been working towards, everything I'd kind of doubted about myself, all of those long, long hours in front of the laptop, never knowing if any of what I wrote would ever get anywhere, just to have this kind of sense of finality to say, yep, that season's done. A new one's beginning. I'm finally a writer. you know, I can, you know, full throttle ahead.
Yeah, the pun is coming, a new chapter, I suppose.
Chapter.
Had to happen, had to say it. Mate, really proud of you. And again, going back to the Tasmanian thing, we love Tasmanian success stories. And the fact that you are homegrown right here in our little patch on the northwest coast makes it even more special. The Deep is out now. Grab it from your local bookstore. Really appreciate your time. Do you have a date for your next release? Considering,
No? I don't. Hopefully it'll be next year, but it's all dependent on how fast I can write it. So
yeah.
Today, now we've had this chat, I'm about to sit down and get stuck into it. So hopefully I can get it out next year.
Kyle Ferry, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. And we can't wait for the next installment from your writing room.
Thanks, Lee. I appreciate it.